This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. I'd like to thank the more than 50 club members who attended last Thursday night's meeting for the conclusion of the AGM and the club buy and sell. Everyone seemed to be having a good time and were proudly displaying their new acquisitions. A special thanks must go to our outgoing committee members, especially President John Kent, who has managed to get the organisation on a very stable footing. Also deserving a special note is Jeff Bridgen, who took meticulous minutes and managed correspondence as our secretary. For those that weren't at the meeting, I'm happy to announce the new committee members are as follows. Vice President Nathan Grundig, who has a particular interest in repeaters. Secretary Michael Griffin, a former Telstra technician. Continuous Treasurer, there's the very capable Richard Watts. And committee members Tim Helps, who has done a great job setting up our web pages, and Bob Ellis, who is currently the Wison Director and long-time scouting official. President Paul Hoffman, previously the Vice President and a Secretary back in the Jeff Taylor era. The training group is going particularly well, and we managed to put another 14 students through their foundation licence on the 15th of March. And also we had a couple of upgrades. We already have about 7 people lined up for our next course, so if you know anyone interested in obtaining their licences, please have them call me on 041 8803 177, or better still, enter their details on the training page on the AHARS website. We expect a lot more people wanting to obtain their licence, especially when we start working with the Air Cadets and other organisations. So we're looking for people to join our training team, preferably as assessors. If you would like to assist, please call me for more information. We've decided to cancel the next tech session and committee meeting that was to be held on the 4th of April, as this falls in the middle of the Easter weekend. The AHARS committee thanks you for your continued support and would like to wish everyone a safe and restful Easter. 73, Paul Hoffman.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, with this week's news. Firstly, at 10:30am today, AREG is flying the second of its test flights of the new Horus V3 telemetry system. Liftoff of the balloons will be from Mount Barker High School, with the balloon this time heading roughly northeast. This is another opportunity to practice receiving the new telemetry stream before we next fly for one of the school's programs in the next few months. Details of the flight and how to get involved collecting telemetry data are available on the club's website, areg.org.au. Next, we wish to announce that the fox hunting event for April will occur on Saturday, April the 4th. We will continue the Saturday afternoon format and will start from 2 p.m. The first activity will be another round of on-foot hunts, which anyone can attend. If you don't have equipment, that's okay, as AREG has portable sniffing gear that you can borrow and take part with. The sniffer hunt will take place in the South Parklands at the Victoria Park Wetlands. You will find us gathering on Beaumont Road off South Terrace in the city. Following the sniffer hunt, we will again run a 3-leg vehicle hunt with foxes hidden across the metropolitan area on 2 metres and 70 centimetres. If you want to know more, check out our website or email the secretary at vk5arg@areg.org.au. Now for some advance notice of activities planned for June this year. The AREG is once again proud to announce its continued support of the Riverland Paddling Marathon in 2026. These intrepid explorers paddle canoes from Berry to Morgan over the 3-day King's Birthday long weekend. The AREG is seeking volunteers from the amateur community to assist manning checkpoints at different points along the River Murray over those 3 days. If you're interested in volunteering, sitting on the banks of the Murray, watching kayaks pass by, enjoying good barbecues, camaraderie and playing radio all at the same time, we'd love to hear from you. Further details will be announced on the AREG website in coming weeks. Finally, we wish to announce that the next general meeting of AREG will take place on Friday, April 17th. The presentation will be an introduction to SDR radio for radio amateurs by Jeremy, VK5CIA. The meeting will take place at our meeting hall, the Fulham Community Centre, off Phelps Court in Fulham. Doors will open at 7 p.m, with the presentation getting underway shortly after a brief special general meeting that will start at 7:30 p.m. Visitors are most welcome, and members are reminded to make sure they've seen the SGM notice that was circulated several weeks ago to the mailing list. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening, and until next time, remember, radio is magic. 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. And yes, once again, the North East Radio Club will be having a buy and sell. And it will be on Saturday, the 18th of April. And this will be our second club event for April. And it will replace the meeting, which was due to be held on Saturday the 25th of April, which is, of course, Anzac Day. Now, the venue for the buy and sell will not be the Modbury West Community Hall, as it's not available, but it will be instead at 144 Smart Road, St Agnes. Now, the sellers will be able to set up at 10:30 a.m. and tables are $10 each. And the buyers can enter at 11 a.m. and entrance is $5. Now, refreshments will be available, soft drinks for $2. And there will be a sausage sizzle for $2.50. And if you want to book a table for the buy and sell, send an email to jags3@gmail.com. And jags3 is spelt JAGSTHREE, all in lowercase. And the general meeting for the North East Radio Club in April will be on Friday the 10th, and that evening's talk will be by Grant of VK5GR, and he's going to explain all about the band plans and the WIA submissions to the ACMA about changes to the band plans. So come along and hear all about the upcoming changes that are going to be happening with the amateur radio bands. And that's on Friday the 10th of April. And of course, don't forget this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. tune your radio to the Houghton repeater, VK5RHO, on 146.850 MHz, and it's got a 91.5 Hz access tone, and you will hear the next broadcast in the North East Radio Club Amateur Technical Segment Series. And this time the subject matter will be the development of microphones and loudspeakers. And of course, don't forget to come up at the end of the lecture on the callback and let us know what you thought of the lecture. That's this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. on 146.850 MHz. Well, that's all for this time. Hope everybody's had a good week. It's a little bit cooler. And hope you're all enjoying amateur radio. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As reported last week, our club had decided to take part in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day last Saturday and Sunday. We set up at picturesque Lake Leek, 35 kilometres north-northwest of Mount Gambier, Our aim was to be involved in the contest while enjoying a relaxed family day in the sun. The weather was absolutely perfect, with the only downside being the stiff breeze that started up later in the afternoon, which caused a couple of members who had camped there on the Friday night to roll up their awnings before any damage was caused. Radio conditions were not great, and for a while the operators experienced a lot of interference. That was partially improved halfway through the day by reorienting the half-wave NFED multiband antenna, which was kindly supplied by Tim VK5AV. We must also thank Club President Nick VK5NJS for towing our club trailer to Lake Leek and then back home again. A number of members had a spell on the radio using our club call sign of VK5 Sierra Romeo, which resulted in getting 65 contacts in the log. Well done to Tim and the team. The rest of those present were quite content to sit in the shade and swap tall tales, lies and general gossip. We now turn our full attention to our role at the 2026 Generations in Jazz event, which is now only 38 days away. Thanks to Maxwell, VK5 Alpha Charlie, who was coordinating the radio side of our participation, most of our volunteers now have had their radios checked to ensure that they have the right frequency and the correct tones on both transmit and receive programmed into them. The club trailer now has a brand spanking new and very sturdy bench running the full length of one side. The pump-up mast has been installed and was used to good effect at our John Moyle Memorial Field Day activation. All of the lighting has been upgraded to a better LED setup, and the solar charging system is now working properly, as it was not when we bought the trailer. We must thank Club President Nick VK5 November Juliet Sierra for all of his hard work, as he has completed most of this on his own. Thank you, Nick. We are now about as ready for this event as we ever will be. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Wendy with some news from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We meet weekly, Thursday nights from 6:30 p.m. onwards, plus have various events throughout the year like contests, Lighthouse Weekend and club dinners. Don't forget our coffee mornings on the third Wednesday of the month at McLaren Vale Information Centre at 10 a.m. We hold our Wednesday night net at 8 p.m. on VK5 RSV 2-meter FM repeater. Our general meetings are normally held on the fourth Thursday of every month to discuss club business. Please check our website at www.scarc.org.au for further info and upcoming events held during the year. So if you're interested in any of these events, drop in and see us. Thanks, and this has been Wendy, VK5 GMA, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam of VK5 GA for Wison South Australia. The Wison SA radio net that is run on the first Sunday of the month is coming up next Sunday. It happens to line up with Easter Sunday, the 5th of April, and will be on the VK5 linked repeater system starting at 8 p.m. The next meeting for Wison SA is the 16th of May at the usual meeting place of the Scouts SA Adventurous Centre, Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North. Upcoming events being supported by Wison South Australia, and we are still seeking volunteers for these events. Friday 24th, Saturday 25th, Sunday 26th of April, Rally Heartland at Burra. This event requires a large number of volunteers to support over the 3 days. You can elect to volunteer for 1, 2, or 3 days over the weekend. Please go to rallyheartland.com.au/volunteers to register your volunteer interest ASAP. Sunday 10th of May, Gorge Rally Sprint in the Northern Adelaide Hills. Please go to rallysa.com.au/events/Gorge-Rally Sprint to register your volunteer interest under the officials option. If you aren't a registered member of WISN South Australia, there is no cost in becoming a member. If you wish to volunteer your time for any of the events mentioned, you can contact WISN South Australia Events Coordinator at rallysa@sa.wison.org.au. A text copy of this information will be posted on the WISN South Australia Facebook group and vk5.au forum with links to the different events, and some of the volunteer registration links will be there also. Cheers from Adam, VK5GA, on behalf of WISN South Australia.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.